Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, Sammy P, another hour to go, and the week will be a wrap. And we want to check in, find out where the sharp money is going, NFL, College Football, World Series, what the bookmakers are saying about these games, talking about some of the movement sides, totals, props, all that good stuff. And to talk about all that, we go out to Las Vegas. We're bringing in our buddy Patrick Everson at Patrick E underscore Vegas. Find his work, senior reporter for Vegas Insider over there, also a contributor at Fox Sports, just like Sam. See, Patrick, thinking about all the games this weekend and so much is going on. Don't forget the Breeders' Cup, too. Oh, by the way, that's thrown in the mix.
Right.
You've got it all figured out. You go bouncing around sportsbook to sportsbook, and you don't have to bitch like me and Sammy have been doing all morning because we're stuck with YouTube TV, and we're not going to be able to see half the top 25 college football games.
Oh, my goodness. What a mess that is. Maybe they'll resolve that and the whole government shutdown today. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's not. Happy to be in the position I'm in. I wouldn't say I've got it all figured out, though. I think anybody who knows me knows I don't have it all figured out. I just have good sources, and then good people like you who are willing to have me on to discuss what I get from my good sources. So that's appreciated. Yeah. Happy to be on a Friday morning.
We thank you for jumping on. Well, the big events of the weekend, there's no doubt about it. It's Kansas City and Buffalo. It's funny, like in Buffalo, they're like, hey, maybe our big game of the year is a Patriots game. No, it's not. We're not there yet. It is still Kansas City and Buffalo. Right. Most years, this is going to decide who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. It's a short number, KC, the road favorite. I assume this is going to get the most action of any sporting event going on this weekend. What are you hearing from some of the odds makers?
Yeah, there's a few people I've talked to this week, including some who've got BetMGM connections. Tom Gable up at Borgata in Atlantic City said midweek this was already the most bet game of the week, no doubt. And I think it was even, you know, generally, at least if it's an appealing enough Thursday night matchup, that'll be the most bet game of the week until you get through that. And then, of course, it ends up lagging behind whatever the marquee matchups are on the weekend. But the Chiefs-Bills was already ahead of that, so it's going to get great handle. Our friend John Murray at the Superbook said this is going to be, you know, terrific handle on this game. The only way it could be really any better potentially is if it was Sunday night, but at least it's in that, you know, the late Sunday afternoon window on the East Coast. And, you know, a couple of other odds makers are just like, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be a really, really high action game. And what I'm hearing is they're going to be Bills fans and the low scoring game fans doesn't surprise me. The Bills fans doesn't surprise me with the fact that KC is a road favorite and KC's 5-1 straight up and against the spread in its last six. And now KC is the Super Bowl favorite. And as one oddsmaker said, he said, look, I know it looks a little weird because Kansas City isn't even leading its division and it's the Super Bowl favorite. But he's like, look, their power rating is right up there. From a bookmaker standpoint, this isn't surprising at all that they're a favorite this week and that they're a favorite in the Super Bowl. He said they got a top five defense, and if their offense continues to improve, they absolutely deserve to be the favorite this weekend and in the Super Bowl odds.
That said, when these two teams met a year ago in the regular season in Buffalo, the Bills were a 2.5-point favorite, and that's sort of where I just keep coming back to. I understand it's not a big number, KC a 2-point favorite, and of course, they could win by three, but when we compare this year's matchup to last year's matchup, I don't think the Chiefs have improved by 4.5 points, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I thought it's funny. I start mapping out my content, Sammy, for the next week, like today. Like, I'll start putting together the NFL Week 10 odds report and the College Football Week 11 odds report. I'll start mapping it out today and kind of making a shell of an article. And within the shell, I'll have like, okay, this team favored by X, and here's the money line. And I'll put the team in that I assume is going to be the favorite. And for this game, last Friday, I'm like Bills minus X, just waiting for the opening number. And then Sunday comes, and it's not Bills minus X. It's Chiefs minus X. So, you know, I feel like it's a little bit of an opportunity game. I just, you know, I think you, if it stays two or even gets, if you get lucky and maybe gets to 2.5, I don't think it's going three. I don't think there's any chance of that. I don't even think there's necessarily a chance of 2.5, but I like Bills money line. As John Murray told me on Sunday, he's like, the Bills play really well against the Chiefs, .. during the regular season. So, I mean, like you said, Sammy, it's a very small spread. It's a coin toss game. But it's hard not to like the Bills. At least for me, it's hard not to like the Bills a little bit at home.
What's the other NFL game that bookmakers you're talking to, some of the sports books, they're going out of their way to talk about? Like, maybe you throw an open-ended question at them, and, you know, to a man, they keep going to this game where you're getting interesting quotes. They think it's fascinating with the action going on.
Well, I think it's a little bit, believe it or not. Well, you kind of have to believe it. I'm being kind of the dour Broncos fan that I am, but a little bit this Broncos Texans game. You know, people are they're talking on, you know, without any push, Joe, about the Houston defense, and that's, you know, the Houston defense, you know, it's better performance this past week than obviously the Texans had against the Niners a week ago in week seven or in week eight, you know, week seven there, and then week eight this past week playing better against the Niners, I'm sorry, than the performance they had against the Seahawks. You know, that, and that's why this line, again, it's another coin toss line, so it's not like it's a lot either way, but Denver opened -1.5, and then this line flipped over to Texas being the favorite. But I think another one that's interesting that they're, you know, that the sports books are finding interesting is the Colts game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I think we're starting to see maybe a little bit of kind of what we thought the Steelers might be. They weren't necessarily a 4-1 team. And that's kind of shown itself, you know, borne itself out over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Tom Gable at Borgata Sportsbook, one of the, you know, BetMGM property up there, as we alluded to earlier, he said, look, the Colts continue to look like one of the top teams in the NFL. They got the best record in the NFL, 7-1 straight up, 6-2 against the spread. So they're covering at a very good rate for anybody who's backing them. And, you know, you couldn't say this a year ago, but he said, the Colts have already been included in a lot of parlays. And he said Colts money line has been especially popular. They're just eschewing the short point spread altogether with the Colts at the Steelers in that early window on Sunday. And they're probably putting, I assume, the Colts being popular on the money line is probably a lot of money line parlays as well, Joe. But I think that one's interesting. And I do think it's interesting that, you know, a lot more people, and you've probably heard this over the last couple of weeks on your show, and you guys have probably discussed it yourselves, but just New England as well. I mean, there's buzz about Drake May potentially being the MVP. In the MVP race, the Patriots are 6-2 straight up and against the spread. Their win total, I think, was 7.5. Is that right? Something like that. 7.5 this season. And they're 6-2 home against Atlanta, laying, you know, 5 points or whatever it is at this point. And a 5.5, 5.5. So certainly expected to win and be at 7 wins through 9 games when they were, you know, when the odds makers were saying, hey, the win total 7.5, take the over under. What do you got?
Let's go to the college side of things. I don't know how many games we'll be able to watch with our YouTube TVs, but there are games to discuss and things to talk about in terms of where money is showing on some of these big games for tomorrow. What do you see?
Sure. Well, talked to a couple of different odds makers around town and around the country on this. I think what's kind of a bummer is that Penn State, Ohio State is not the game that people thought it would be. But by the same token, Sammy, Vanderbilt, Texas is not the game people thought it would be, but in a good way. You've got Vanderbilt having, you know, the season of its history practically and playing another ranked team. And I think what's interesting about this, Sammy, is, you know, well, they're a public darling, Sammy, but they're not. It's like the public likes the story, but what I've heard from one odds maker over the last 3 weeks now, as Vandy has had to play Alabama and LSU and then Missouri and now Texas, is if Vandy, even though they're playing well and winning games and covering numbers, if Vandy is playing a blue blood, if they're playing an Alabama, an LSU, Texas this week, they still need Vandy. They need the Vandy side in these games, even though Vandy is proving itself in some of these games. And really, I mean, they had a pretty good game, I think, against Alabama, gave the late touchdown. But he said the brand names are just too much to overcome to keep the public off them. And he said that's the same case, at least at his shop with Texas this week. He said Texas brand name is a little too much at this point, even with the question mark around Arch Manning and so forth with, you know, coming out, you know, concussion protocol and all that. He said the action we're seeing is on Texas. He said the only week that hasn't been the case so far, Sam, is last week against Missouri. And they got the win and cover, although very narrowly, on that, last second Hail Mary from Mizzou. He said, well, that'll come more into play for Vandy when they'll finally jump on Vandy. He thinks, Sammy, is if Vandy makes the playoff. He said, then he thinks Vandy will be a lot like Arizona State last year, and the public will really get involved and like the underdog story and perhaps play them in that, you know, first round, or if they're fortunate enough, second round or beyond in the college football playoff.
With Patrick Everson here on Bet's Watch, Joe O, Sammy P. Patrick, you understand as well as anyone, we have ideas and then football happens. Everybody had the idea that, oh man, this is going to be a great weekend. You got Chiefs Bills on Sunday, Saturday, Penn State, Ohio State. Who's going to represent the Big Ten in the championship game? Maybe they meet in the end. Who knows? Oh, the football happened. Hey. The football happened, and this is a nothing burger.
Yes, look, I was looking back, Joe, at over the summer, odds from over the summer. It was Ohio State like -4, -4.5 at home. And now, you know, they come out Sunday, 20.5, 21. It's expected to be a blowout. It's such a letdown, you know. And as one odds maker told me, he said Penn State's season is obviously disappointing. He said that's reflected in the spread. He said it's also reflected in the action. The public is on Ohio State in this game for sure. And they'll, you know, Ohio State will be like the free bingo space in everybody's moneyline parlay. But it is disappointing because, you know, this was a game that not only for the fans, but the sports books were like, you know, they were counting on this game to carry, you know, to really carry the Saturday. And, you know, for as fun and interesting as the Vanderbilt story is, it's not the same as if Penn State, Ohio State would have really mattered this week. And I know you've got, Oklahoma, Tennessee as well, but that's almost an elimination game at this point. Cincinnati, Utah might even be kind of a more interesting game than that. So yeah, it's definitely a letdown, and the masses are definitely going to be on Penn State in this game. There's nobody who's got any faith in Penn State, and the bookmakers have talked to a couple of them, have just said, look, we just really hope Penn State can keep this within the number, can keep it competitive, and maybe, who knows, maybe they make it interesting. Remember, UCLA was a 24.5-point dog, Joe.
We remember.
We've got a little bit over a minute here, Patrick. If the Blue Jays finish it off tonight, what will that mean for the house?
that will be good for the house, particularly for BetMGM. They've been telling me for, you know, weeks now since the postseason began, Sammy, that that the Blue Jays would be a really good outcome. But going back and forth with Hal Eglund at the, on this, he's pretty good with baseball odds at BetMGM. And the Blue Jays were going to be a good outcome throughout. And that's even though you could have gotten the Blue Jays 60-1 in the offseason. You could have got them like 35-1 over the summer and such. But they never caught the public's interest. The Dodgers were bet all season long, even though they were a short out. So while they would like to see the Blue Jays finish this off, really good for the house, they also really want a Game 7. Nothing really gets the juices flowing like a Game 7, and I'm hoping we get a Game 7 on Saturday night as well.
Patrick, final question in our last minute here before we let you go. As far as sharp money for NFL and college, are there a list of teams that really stood out?
There's a few teams that one oddsmaker mentioned to me. In the NFL, Vikings 9.5, the Colts Steelers game over 48.5 and 49.5 they hit. They played Chiefs minus 1.5 as we talked about a little bit, and also that the Chiefs Bills over 51.5 saw some sharp money, and then a couple of unfortunately kind of the nondescript games, but in the Western Kentucky game under 54.5, under 53.5. Arizona State minus 3.5, or Arizona, I should say, minus 3.5, or 3.5 and 4, 3.5 and plus 4. And then NC State, 6.5 and 6 on the underdog NC State there.
Okay, some good stuff. Good list there from Patrick Everson at Patrick E underscore Vegas, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, contributor over at Fox Sports. Make sure you check him out, especially on the weekend. It has great threads, a lot of good information every Saturday and Sunday morning. Thank you, Patrick. Best of luck with any of the plays that you make. Coming up on the other side, we'll have a two-minute drill. Find out where the room is at for the upcoming weekend in sports. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of breaking news going down in the NFL this hour. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We'll get to our lightning bets coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll see if we can make some contest plays together. We'll do 2-minute drill and also find out where the room is at for all the big events going on this weekend. In the NFL, Travis Hunter. Big news with Hunter. He goes on injured reserve. They were ticking up his usage on offense. And now he goes on IR. They are a short favorite against the Raiders. We'll get to that game coming up in a couple minutes, I do believe, during the 2-minute drill. Also breaking just a matter of moments ago. Wondering about Mike McDaniel getting fired? Nope. The GM is gone. They're calling it a mutual parting of ways. It is days before the trade deadline. And the Dolphins, who should be unloading a lot of players, now have an interim GM stepping in the middle of the season to take care of that because they decide to whack the GM. I mean, there's no way around it. You can call it mutual parting, whatever. Everybody knows what happened there. Dolphins fired their GM this morning after last night's loss.
I was hoping that your breaking news would involve a deal between YouTube TV and no, not the case. No. Just no. Bad GM fired. Good.
A different deal would have been cool. I thought you were going to go down that road. No, that one's over too. Dolphins make a move there. So does nothing. It's going to be nothing moving forward. It just, you're going to bring in a new GM and they're going to want their coach. So McDaniel's going to go. You would think at the end of the year, with the way the season's going, once you get the final record, it's probably going to be McDaniel smoke, right? Gone. But, I mean, can it get worse? I don't know. You see, too, in the postgame, he's talking about how loud the crowd was. The Baltimore crowd in Miami. When you're starting to spin it and put it on the fans, you don't have much longer. It's almost there. It's going to end soon. And they kept going zooming in on those stupid-ass fans, the way they were dressed up for that game. They were all jacked after that Falcons win. And then they get smacked down to earth. Back to reality. That was pretty funny.
He's made some really bad decisions and given out some really big contracts that have not delivered. So You don't get to do that for multiple years and get away with it. I mean, the Tua deal was probably the nail in the coffin, but it's not the only big deal he's given out. I mean, aren't they still paying Bradley Chubb insane money?
Oh, and wow.
They gave out a huge deal to Jalen Ramsey. Just like, what?
Yikes.
So, he's gone. You know, you swipe the credit card like that, you better win. And they have no playoff runs to speak for some of the expenditures that they've had.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips is getting a ton. Is that a guy that ends up getting dealt? Possibly. But yeah, it begins with the Tua stuff, the Tua contract. And a lot of people were saying at the time, I don't know about that one. I don't know that he's going to keep doing that. But they felt after a great year offensively that they needed to. And okay. And now they're going to be suffering for quite some time involving that situation. All right, let's bring in our EP Paul Aspen with a 2-minute drill.
Hey, guys.
I forgot. Do we have an open? I remember.
We used to.
Sticking underneath. I don't remember.
Now it's time to go Noah Hiddle. There we go. Thanks, Russ. No Hiddle. No huddle. All right. So right on cue. It's like every time I turn on my mic.
I love it. Is it not? So throughout the 3 hours during the show, it is few and far between as far as the sirens or the noise outside, but only when you crack the mic?
I mean, it's 1,000% hit rate when I crack the mic. I'd say like once an hour, maybe, but
man, that's strong.
Yeah, that's
right on you.
And it sounds
I'm going to go.
It sounds very loud on the show, which means it's three times as loud where you are. Like, it's got to be much louder than it is coming across.
Yeah, it's loud. It's not quiet. So I guess that's good. It's the whole point. All right, so two-minute drill. A couple games we'll run through. I'm actually going to group these together. Feel free to pick and choose as you want, but it's all the Survivor games we talked about. If you got any particular angle or, like, if you want to tier them Survivor that we talked about the last couple of days, but Panthers, Packers, Chargers, Titans, Saints, Rams. Joe, anything on any of these?
Okay, let me go to the shortest point spread of those. Chargers. The Titans, they don't have Ridley. They don't have Simmons, among other guys, but those are probably the most talented players that they have. And then you have the Chargers, who on the road under Harbaugh have been very strong. If you look at the numbers with and without Joe Alt, it's astounding how much worse they get when he's not on the field. Amazing. It's very similar to the conversation we have with San Francisco when they don't have their left tackle. But when Alt is out there, man, they're killing it. 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 8 yards per attempt, 4-0. They're 0-4 when he's not on the field, and they're not scoring points. It's amazing the difference that he makes. I don't have a problem laying it. And now we're inside of double digits. Early in the week, it was sitting at 10. Of the three big point spreads, this is the one I would get involved with, and I would get involved with the favorite on the road at this dead-ass team in Tennessee.
I get it. I understand. I'd probably just lay it with Green Bay, though, against Carolina. Carolina is such fool's gold. And the wins that they have, you're like, oh, okay. I guess. But
at
they're
home.
Just not.
Yeah.
They're not beating anybody good. I mean, who have they beaten? Atlanta, Miami, Dallas, and the Jets. And then when they play a real team, 40-9. 42-13, 26-10. They're going to get cracked by the pack.
I think this is more of a Green Bay question than a Panthers question. Like, will they crack them? Like, will they just step on their throat? So, yeah, we will see. Yeah. All right. This one we really haven't talked about much this week. We've kind of talked about Jackson Dart a little bit, but Niners, Giants, Niners a short favorite. What are we doing here, Sam?
Probably nothing. I'm just holding out hope that San Francisco can just keep squeaking wins out because I need them to win 11. I've got them over 10.5. You know, if you're looking at some running back props, though, maybe this could be a good spot for Tracy, who's going, by all accounts, to be the lead back with Scadaboo hurt. Maybe you look at some Tracy props, try and keep San Francisco off the field on that side of the ball. I hope the Niners win, but Joe, I'm not going to get to the window on this game. No chance.
That's right. It's a good call, Paul. We have not talked about this game at all. So many more intriguing matchups. And then I realized that the Giants are my favorite underdog of the week. I don't like a lot of underdogs, but the Giants won. Nobody's going to want to take it. You got neighbors out. You got Scadaboo out for the year. They got run over. It was demoralizing what happened last week by that Eagles offense. The backup running back also had 100 yards. It was ridiculous what happened. But at home, the Giants defense is playing well against good offenses. KC, they lost, but they gave up 22. Chargers, 18. Eagles, only 17 points allowed. And I'm just in full-on fade this 49ers defense mode. And now I'm getting points. You've got San Francisco enlisted as a favorite in this spot. I don't think Purdy's going. We'll get a better idea later today. He was limited. Pearsall's probably going to miss again. He was not practicing. But again, the Texans had 475 yards against San Francisco's defense. 475. They were out there for 75 plays. And the Texans had the ball for 42 minutes, 42 out of 60. And now you're going on the road to play a Giants team that's probably plays well at home. And I think that defense, not going to say they're going to be great, but it's not going to be like last week with the Eagles. Heavy CMC for sure in this matchup, but something tells me the Giants are going to win. So I'd like
Tracy,
the Giants.
Tracy on yards, 52.5, and I expect that to be bigger by Sunday. I think they're going to bet him through the weekend.
That's a good look.
Jackson Dart, offensive rookie, could use a win in this game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Jags, Raiders. Sam, why don't you take us through this one? I know you were on the Raiders, and we're about 10 weeks overdue. Well, maybe 9 since they won in week 1, but he still was throwing picks in the red zone. We're about 10 weeks overdue for good Geno Smith.
We're years overdue for good Geno Smith, if you want to spin it that way. Bowers is going to play. That's what I'm being told. A lot of the guys around Vegas expect him to go. He's been a full go at practice. That's a good sign, and I'm sorry, Paul. I know deep down you're a Jags guy. Jags minus 3 on the road.
It's down to 2.5 now because of Hunter.
I know. There's still some 3 out there, but it's disappearing very, very quickly. The Raiders are going to win.
Nothing. I got nothing on this game. I want nothing to do with it. I will be on the sideline. Very curious. I mean, they've probably known for a while that Hunter's not going to be playing, but they had him down as limited yesterday, and now he's on IR. So there's a lot of confusing things here going on. I'm sure Cohen might have some stuff dialed up. I don't know. Both teams off the bye. I'm not doing it. I'm probably not even going to watch it.
All right. Little teaser for lightning bets. I'm throwing out and getting some texts back about the rugby match I'll be attending this weekend at Soldier Field. So might have a play.
What?
For playing or watching
tomorrow?
Please.
No, it was just a semester in college, man. One of the funniest things I ever saw was this kid, Danny, who was like 165 pounds, get dripping wet. We were doing tackle drills and he got crunched by the two biggest guys on the team. He went flying back like 10 yards. It was wild. But no, I will not be playing.
Who's playing? Do you know?
New Zealand and Ireland.
Did you get the tickets or somebody else?
Somebody else who played rugby in college, buddy of mine. So I sent him a text. I was like, what's the bet?
I did the public address for one of those games. At Soldier Field?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hell do you say?
Yep.
Touchdown.
I basically just had to say the conversion is good. The try is good, right? Is it conversion and try?
It's try. It's where touchdown comes from, Joe. Touch. Down.
Oh, try
touch the ball
first.
Down on the ground.
Oh, no idea.
So the try comes also, first, and then it's the conversion?
Oh, Jake's got thoughts.
Think so, yeah, conversion. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yes, Jake. You played the sport. Didn't you play the sport?
No, yeah, first semester. Time. Yeah.
Okay.
More of a practice player, probably for my own benefit. You got to pass the ball backwards. All right, where's the room, Gerch?
Where's the room?
All right, Paul, where are we starting?
Right. Let's run through some totals since overs were hot last week. I'll just run through these if anything stands out. Colts Steelers, most bet totals at BetMGM. Number 5, Colts Steelers over 50.5. Number 4, Cardinals Cowboys over 53.5. Number 3, Vikings Lions over 48.5. Number 2, Broncos Texans over 40. And the number 1 most bet total, aka over this week at BetMGM, Bears at Bengals over 51.
5 overs.
Yeah.
Flacco's not playing,
something new.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do college. And then we can get to the pros. Where the room is at, 5 most bet sides for college football at BetMGM. Just a reminder that these on the season, these sides are 14, 34, and 2 for minus 23.4 units. We have fifth most bet side at BetMGM.
So put Miami in the room, please. I need Miami in this room somewhere.
Cincinnati plus 10 against the Utes is the fifth most bet side at BetMGM.
That number keeps going up. Okay. I like that.
Yep. Yeah. Keeps going. Number 4, the Rice Owls plus 14 against Memphis team that had a miracle win against South Florida last week, or came back tonight. From multiple scores down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, this is all right. These next couple are interesting. Kind of alludes to what Patrick Everson was saying. Number three most bet side, Texas, minus Texas. 2.5.
Yep.
Nah, I still like Texas. We'll see. Okay. I don't love this, though.
Yeah.
Don't love that. Don't love hearing that. That's sure.
Number two most bet side, another side we've talked about this week, Tennessee, minus 2.5. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And number it's not like with their stats this year, with the numbers this year, it's not like we go, oh, well, they win some too. No, they don't win some in college. That's the problem. It's number one.
Yeah. Number one, Ohio State, minus 19.5.
Oh, of course.
Jeff Schwartz, Super Bowl, Penn State. That's what he said.
Good luck, Jeff.
I buy it. Like, you're trying to put something on tape to transfer somewhere else next year?
Jim Knowles? I get it. His Super Bowl for damn sure. You better have something dialed up. All right, we'll get to NFL Room next. Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, we went to the room. We got the college football plays. The most popular play is Ohio State minus 19.5. And Sam, I'm sure you saw this. Speaking of Ohio State and the Big Ten, they are not happy with Fox having Dave Portnoy on, apparently. Like, Portnoy admitted it, and Barstool's not going there this week. I wouldn't be shocked if, moving forward, you don't see a whole lot of Portnoy on Fox Sports per game for Big Noon kickoff.
I thought they were there this week. It's not going to happen next week? Because I saw a video of Portnoy showing up to Urban Meyer's bar dressed like Jim Harbaugh for Halloween.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So I think they're there this week, and then next week is when they're not going, I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong there, but I know Dave is in Columbus, and I find it hard to believe he would go there without going on the show.
He did reveal on one of their podcasts, though, that the Big Ten is not happy that he's part of the show. Yeah. So, see how that goes. Moving forward. Okay, Ohio State, number one. All favorites there. There were no dogs, right?
Rice.
No dog?
And Cincy.
Oh, Rice is a dog. Oh, that's right. Cincinnati. Okay.
Cincy's gonna
top three.
Blown out. Blown out.
I'm thinking that a lot of the plays that we talked about today are going to be in the room for the NFL. But let's see. Paul Aspen, what do we have?
All right. Most bet spreads by ticket count at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. Number five. I feel like this is good news. Broncos plus one and a half.
Let's go. Why? Bo Nix. Bo Nix on the road as a dog. Have at it. Okay.
He stinks. Stinks. All right.
Four touchdowns, no interceptions last week.
Cool. I guess the Cowboys. Speaking of.
I know.
Cowboys. Minus two and a half.
Let's
go.
Number
four, most bet in the
ring. Wow. Joe's loving this. Good news, finally, Joe.
Yeah, things are looking up.
Let's get to the top three, and then we can revisit that.
Number three. This makes sense. I'm almost surprised it's not number one. Patriots, minus five and a half. Falcon Moon.
I just looked up and saw Gertz's comment. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, that's funny. I'm not reading it. It's funny.
We can't. Well, we could.
Yeah,
actually,
we definitely
what
could.
Do? What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Number two. This one makes a lot of sense. Wing also, you know what? Either. The room wins some. Colts.
There we go.
Minus three.
You knew this was going to be up there. One of our plays is finally going to get there. 5-4-3, yeah. We're not on any of those. Indianapolis minus three, of course. Of course it's there, the way they're playing and the way that Pittsburgh looked on Sunday night.
So hold on. So number one, is number one the Chiefs? Are you going to tell me Chiefs number one?
No, there's no way. There's no way it's number it's. No, I'm going to guess something else. I'm going to guess Lions.
Number one. Bills. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
my I'm God. Kidding. I'm kidding. It's Lions.
Oh, my God. What the
hell? Paul, we're too fragile to be lied to right now.
That's can't fair. It's
been lied to a
Lions
lot.
Number one, yeah. Huh?
Lot lately.
Yeah.
A lot of lies. A lot of knife scars in the back right now. Oh, it's Halloween. Freddy Krueger. No, it's not. You're Freddy Krueger.
Horvath's tweets have been so good the last 3-4 days. I just keep looking at them and laughing.
I haven't even decided to unleash, but that will be soon. All right, so 3 through 5 were good. 1 and 2 I don't like because I like both of those sides. But, you know, the Lions are always up there because – They bet the Lions every week. Favorite dog number doesn't matter. I feel like if we were to look back on it, we'd see them in the room every week.
Yeah. Oh, and as a refresher, the NFL sides this year, season, NFL season, heading into this week, 15-26-1 for minus 11.4. units, and that includes a 5-0 week 2 weeks ago.
So if you have just faded the room in college and pro football, you're down about 35 units.
Or up, if you're fading them.
Well, right, they're down. Yeah, sorry, they're down.
The room is down. Yeah.
Yeah. But we get tweets that, oh, you're stupid if you even pay attention to what other people are doing. That should never even be considered. Okay.
Is that the guy with 2 followers that we're talking about? That doesn't have a life, that guy?
Yeah. There's a lot of those. All right, let's see if we can come up with our contest plays. In the media mega contest, Chicago media mega contest. So we use the numbers, which are, I believe, from the Westgate that they use. All right, let's throw these out here. There's a handful of sides that I like. Sam, throw one out. Which one?
Raiders, +3.
Oh, gross.
It's my favorite play this week.
What? Why is it your favorite play?
It's my favorite.
You did get a +3, and it's 2.5 right now.
And in the contest, you get 3, too.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good with it.
I'm giving Trevor Lawrence a haircut on Sunday.
Okay. All right. You have talked about it all week. You have not budged on this one. I hope they show up as opposed to last time we saw
them. So do I.
Yep. All right. Paul, go ahead.
We still qualify for the media mega contest? Just a question. Anyway.
wait, when's the last week of the NFL season?
January.
Hanging on by a thread, my friend. Hanging on by a thread. The high school reached out. Oh, we'd like to spotlight you as an alum. I don't think you want to do that. All right, now.
I was already on this before the room, but I mean, I've got two, but they're both birds. Falcons? We only got five. We got five.
Man.
Could do Falcons.
You guys are going with some ugly dogs here. Okay. All right. Falcons. Let me go with a favorite here that I think you guys will get on board with. Let's go. You know what? Let's go Houston Texans -1.5. Hosting the Denver Broncos. What do you say?
Sure.
Okay. A lot of excitement in the room.
Bo Nix stinks.
Sam? I knew Paul knew you of that.
We got Falcons, Raiders,
Texans.
Yep.
Texans. Correct. Okay. Colts?
Yeah, they're on my list.
Have to, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're on my list. So, Paul, of these other ones, Detroit's the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kansas City. I don't know where you're at. I don't mind the Chargers, and I like the Giants too.
So I have KC as one of my five right now. I have Arizona as one of my five. I could definitely get down with the Giants. And honestly, the only thing stopping me from the Chargers is the lightning bolt and the name Chargers on the chest.
True.
But not going to fight any of those.
Paul, are you betting?
I got like Arizona the best.
It's 2.5. I wish it was 3.
Yeah. And what was your question?
Sam, any of those interested in?
Just spin the dice and see where they land. I'm down for whatever.
Let's go Giants.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there. I'm cool with that. Yeah. Ugly dogs.
There we go. We talk about taking favorites this week, and we land on three dogs.
This is Giants. Why we're not
making them. We never learn.
Vegas as the dogs, and then as the favorites, Houston and Indy. We've gone over all show, a lot of the NFL sides that we like. We've dissected all of these games, hit on the smaller games on the two-minute drill, so check out the podcast if you missed any of those segments. Sam, anything else that we need to mention? Top three college plays we gave out as well. How about baseball? Let's talk a little World Series before we get out of here. What happened?
I bet SMU on the show on Wednesday. That feels like a pretty decent start. It's now 10.5. So
okay.
Hopefully that covers. And then I do like K-State and Texas. World Series, I'm just unfortunately rooting against you guys. I got Jays. I need one more win. So whether it happens tonight or tomorrow, I just – hope it gets there.
Jake, betting the Dodgers tonight, $1.40.
I mean, basically have Dodgers money line anyway, so I don't feel the need to jump in on the minus 140. But I do think they win tonight. I think Yoshinobu Yamamoto is just on one of those Bumgarner, Strasburg type of runs. So I think it gets to seven, and then we'll see what happens. Throw the kitchen sink at the Blue Jays. And, anyone's game, as famously say, game seven, can't lose, must win even. So I think the Dodgers do win tonight. I'll take a little shot on Muncy. Home run has great history against Gausman. Other than that, just please win.
Yeah. For Dodgers to win, Ohtani not to get the MVP, he has to do nothing both of these games. That's going to be hard to do because he's probably going to be on the mound, right? If the Dodgers win the series, he's going back on the mound.
You would think so. Unless they just say, like, you know what, Yamamoto, go back out there, close it out.
Maybe he wins
in that scenario.
What?
I mean, if you he was in the extra innings game, or he was warming up to come in the extra innings game. You figure.
Will he throw a complete game tonight?
I don't think he'll throw a complete game, no.
No?
I think if the Dodgers are going to win this game, it's going to be Yamamoto straight into Sasaki. So maybe he goes 7 or 8.
And you know what? Your boy Mookie, like, three spot is not a demotion. If you want to demote him, actually demote him. That's one of the most important spots in the lineup. From 2 to 3 is not much of a demotion. So, yeah, we're thinking that we get to a game number 7. Both of us will be on the air on Sunday morning, and I think we'll be back Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, to talk about it all. Whatever happens in the World Series will be a wrap by then. NFL and college. This has been Bet's What's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.